All right, welcome back to the KNBR pregame show as we get you ready for the third game with the Brewers and the Giants. And my guest today, you hear him on the leadoff spot Monday through Friday. Let's bring in my buddy, Adam Copeland. How you doing today, Adam?
Hey, what's up, Bill? How are you, man? Happy Sunday.
Yeah, big time Sunday. And I was on Twitter a few minutes ago, and I read a tweet from you. It said, I had a dream last night that I was at a baseball game, and Frank Robinson was managing. That's all I can remember. And the first thought I'm thinking of is the White Sox-Yankee game coming up in the Field of Dreams, and how cool that's going to be.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a pretty sweet moment. I actually can't wait for that. I was looking at some of the pictures that they were it was like the aerial shot view of the cornfields out there in Iowa. And I don't know, it was pretty sweet, man. You're right. It gives you that Field of Dreams sort of legends walking through the cornfield feel. And the fact that it's Yankees and White Sox and they're going to wear some of the old unis, I thought that was pretty sweet. All we need is Ray Liotta out there having a catch. That would make it. But the tweet about my dream, you ever have one of those dreams where you wake up and you know you dreamt something, but the details aren't really clear, and as your day kind of goes on, you sort of remember things? I was sitting there, and I was watching some highlights on SportsCenter this morning, and I saw a baseball highlight, and I thought, dude, I had a dream that Frank Robinson was managing a baseball game, which is funny because I never saw him manage in a Giants uniform. I did see him manage in a Nationals uniform, but I don't know. Frank Robinson, one of the all-time greats, man, and I think one of the more underrated players in the history of baseball. So I don't know why I had a dream about him, but it was kind of cool.
Well, I was going to say, if you saw him managing, I was probably sitting next to you in the dugout because he was my manager for a couple of years, and he was a good manager, taught us a lot as young players. I want to talk about a couple transactions that have happened the last couple of days. Steven Duggar getting sent down, and today Ty Estrada. And they finally DFA'd Aaron Sanchez. I think they couldn't fit him either in a bullpen or starting rotation. John Brebbia is back up, and of course they reinstated Kevin Gausman. What did you think of the three moves they did? Let's go to Duggar first, and what's your thoughts on Steven Duggar?
Well, it sort of figured in my mind that when players were going to come back and Brandon Belt was one of them, you're not going to send Lamont Wade down, right? And he basically is playing the same position that Steven Duggar is. And when Brandon Belt is healthy, he's going to be your first baseman. And you see what he's done over the last couple of games since returning to the lineup. So he's been really, really good. I didn't think Belt was going to come off and be this powerful and this impactful this fast. You know he's got a good eye and can draw some walks. But I think it just came down to which left-handed bat was the coldest and who had the most options. And you can send Steven Duggar down right now, and they already now are down a right-handed outfield bat, I think, which they may have to figure out in the coming days. Or maybe when Evan Longoria comes back, you won't see Lamont Wade in there against lefties like he is today. You'll see Chris Bryant in the outfield and probably see Longoria at third base. So the Duggar one didn't shock me a whole lot. I think it was just it's the roster crunch, and the thing about baseball is it's a grinding sport, and so somebody gets nicked up or somebody gets banged up and Steven Duggar could be back.
Yeah, Ty Estrada, I thought for what he's done up here, I thought he did a sensational job playing the outfield as well as the infield, filling in for Craw when he was injured, and I think he's just a great player the Giants picked up from the Yankees. Your thoughts on Estrada?
Same sort of situation with him as with Steven Duggar is, you know, it may have come down to, and I hate to say this, and I don't want to presume they were going to make this move, but Donovan Solano had kind of cooled off there for a while. He really was not hitting until the last, I don't know, couple of series, three, four series, and now it looks like he's sort of locked in at the plate again. Solano's clearly found it. He had a nice double, I think, yesterday, opposite field into the gap. And so, you know, it again comes down to, how can you keep guys within the organization? If you decide you're going to DFA a guy like Solano or something like that, another team's going to snatch him up. He's a silver slugger from last year, right? This guy is, well, he's not a shortstop, and you're a little thin at that position. I think you can patchwork together a backup for Brandon Crawford because we know we're coming down the stretch here. As long as Crawford's healthy, he gives you the best chance to win both in the lineup and on the field, and you lose so much when he's not out there. So same situation for Tyro Estrada. If somebody gets injured, I would not think that they'd hesitate to bring him back. He's proved he's a big leaguer. He's proved he's an asset. It's just another one of those great Farhan pickups where he just bought him from the Yankees, and he's been able to fill in, as you said, in right field and left field, at third base, at shortstop, at second base. I think he can play some too. So he's a guy who I expect at some point will be back, if not this year, then next year, because they're going to have a lot of roster spots opening up this offseason.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to Will Clark, the last homestand, and he just raved about Ty Estrada getting more and more ground balls at every position, going into the cage and hitting more. He said, I just love this kid. He always wants to do more and more. And he said, that's a kid that is definitely going to be in a Giants uniform for a while. Now we go to Aaron Sanchez, been up and down. It's San Jose rehab, been Sacramento rehabbing. Yesterday, in the pregame show, Marty Carey and I talked about his start and what it meant. And, of course, he only went two innings. Today, for a roster spot, they DFA'd him. Your thoughts on Aaron Sanchez of what you've seen this year?
Yeah, I'm not surprised about them bringing Brubby up and trying to get somebody else fresh on the roster because the bullpen pitched a lot of innings yesterday. Not a ton in game one of the series, but you go back to the last couple of games in Arizona, the bullpen had been worn out just a little bit too. So not a surprise to get a fresh arm up. But as far as Aaron Sanchez goes, I just don't think that we saw from him what the reports were about his showcase and the way he was throwing this offseason, that he was coming back from a shoulder injury. They were saying he was pumping in the mid to high 90s, and we didn't see that really at all. I went to a couple of starts of his at home at Oracle Park earlier this season, and he was topping out at 90, 91, and he was effective, but I think the metrics would show you that at times he's been a little bit lucky. The hard hit rate against him is not the best. His numbers aren't gaudy. They're not bad at all, but this is a guy who wants to be a starting pitcher in the big leagues. He doesn't want to come out of the bullpen, and I think in his mind, he can get back to the all-star form he was in a few years ago, and so he's still a fairly young guy. I think the Giants DFAing him here maybe gives him an opportunity still to get healthy, to work on his shoulder a bit, and maybe showcase himself for somebody else if somebody else wants to snatch him up. So I'm not surprised by the move. I just think, again, you need valuable arms, especially at this point in the season. You can't really wait around giving guys opportunities here to just sort of throw lame duck innings. They needed a start out of him yesterday, and he gave him two innings, and the bullpen again was fantastic yesterday and until we got into the late innings. But I don't think the Aaron Sanchez thing was a huge surprise. This was sort of one last chance, I thought, for him to show that he was healthy, to show that he had different stuff, and just didn't really play out that way.
Adam Copeland joining me on a KNBR pregame show on a Sunday morning. They bring up John Brebbia, and of course, his last couple outings with the Giants, he struggled. He was aiming the slider. He got the ball up. Got hit hard. Went back down to AAA, maybe have found it. We talk about Tommy John, about the feel on how to throw a pitch. You expecting big things out of him, and where do you put him in that bullpen?
Well, I think he's the bottom man on the rung right now. I think he's got to earn his roll back into the middle innings or into some high leverage situations. And when he first came up or came off the injured list a couple of months ago, he wasn't all that bad. He had a couple of sharp outings, and sort of like the same with Zach Littell. I think the reason you give these guys a little bit more rope or you trust them is these are guys with a big league track record. These are guys who they were injured, but they've gotten healthy and the Giants are taking a chance on them. And at times this year, I think we've seen some success. I know the fans aren't really happy with what they've seen from Brebbia, and you hope that maybe he got a better feel for it. And it might have been that simple, but hey, we need you to throw. We need you to, as Kapler would say, touch the mound. He said that about Tyler Rogers after the All-Star game, and some guys just need to get more work, and maybe it's about getting a feel back. So it may not have been about the results he was getting at AAA or even in the early part of this season, but I think the Giants, based on what they've done with pitchers already who have come off injured lists or who have a good major league track record, this is a guy who I think they trust a little bit more and give him a longer leash. Because he's been in the bigs before, it's not like a Camilo Doval situation where he just was too young and had not figured it out yet. This is a guy who's a pro and has been a pro for a little bit of time. So I think you give him a little bit of rope, and I think maybe he's an early guy out of the bullpen because Jay Jackson has sort of proven himself as a guy who can get the strikeout and can get swings and misses, and maybe move him back into like the sixth inning instead of seeing him first. Out of the pen.
Adam, after today's game, the Giants come home from a 9-game homestand. Of course, 2 against Arizona, 4 against Colorado. Both teams are playing pretty good so far. Madison Bumgarner throwing today. They do miss him. What do you see that the Giants have to overcome when they're playing teams of this caliber?
Well, I think we saw them do it to Arizona. Arizona's going to play them tough, but the Giants came out and proved that they can go down to the final out of a ball game or the final inning of a ball game and get back into it. That day game to get out of town there where they scored 4 runs and Lamont Wade grinded out that at bat on, what was that, Wednesday afternoon? That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Or Thursday afternoon. That was just a lot of fun. A lot of fun to watch that comeback. You got to you got to use the off day, I think, here was a big deal, right? The off day on Monday, you don't get a bunch of them coming up, so they can maneuver this rotation just a little bit. Kevin Gausman off the paternity list. You want to get him back in there. You want to get DeSclafani back on this homestand and get him right and make sure he doesn't have the shoulder fatigue anymore because he had been worn down a little bit. So you want to win the series at home. You got to keep playing 600 ball at home and 500 ball on the road, and that's probably going to be good enough to win you the division. The Padres right now are the team that doesn't look like they're like the Reds are sort of breathing down their neck now, and the Giants helping the Reds out yesterday with a win against Milwaukee. So they're division games. Anything can happen in games where you see a team 19 times a year. So you want to make sure you win those series. But from what we've seen, it doesn't look like the Giants are faltering against bad teams as of late.
Going into the last question here, go back into your dream. Let's ask Frank Robinson in your dream. How is he going to manage this game today, and how are the Giants going to win?
How are the Giants going to win today? I would like to see Lamont Wade hit. I'd like to see him hit against another lefty. We saw him against a left-handed pitcher in that last homestand against the Dodgers. This is an opportunity for him to show, hey, maybe in some of these situations you can leave me out here against the left-handed pitcher, or he shows Kapler that he's got a different approach against these left-handed starters. So we'll see what happens, but it'd be a huge series win. I just look at this series, Bill, and I think it would be a lot of fun if we ended up with the Brewers, Giants, NLCS. This would be a hard-fought series. I mean, 1-1 going into the 10th a couple of nights ago, 2-2 last night, and then both teams making it exciting in the late innings. This would be a really fun seven-game series. And because of the starting pitching from the Brewers, I don't know how confident I'd be in the Giants having to face Peralta and Woodruff and Burns. They're tough, mm-hmm. but it would be a lot of fun, I think, over seven games.
Well, the real Frank Robinson came out of you right there, Adam. I thank you so much for your time today. Have a great Sunday, and I'll talk to you this week sometime.
Catch you later, Bill.
All right, that's Adam Copeland. You can hear him on The Morning Show and with Murph and Mac also. So we'll be right back. We're going to the booth, and I get to talk to my other good friend, Randy Wynn, coming up next on KNBR, the sports leader.